I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. All newborn babies in South Carolina are tested for 53 different health disorders soon after they're born. To talk about newborn screening and also early detection and treatment of some hidden health disorders is Dr. Frances Rowinski-Koch. She's an assistant professor of pediatrics, and she's a neonatologist at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Koch, why are these newborn screenings so important for babies?
The South Carolina Newborn Screening Panel includes 29 core metabolic and genetic conditions that are recommended by the March of Dimes, as well as the American College of Medical Genetics. In addition, it also includes screening for 24 secondary metabolic conditions that can cause severe problems if not found very early in life.
And what are some of these conditions that we might recognize?
Some of the conditions may be congenital hypothyroidism, hemoglobinopathies such as sickle cell disease, cystic fibrosis is a genetic disorder, and then also severe combined immunodeficiency.
And how is this newborn screening done, and when is it done?
All infants in South Carolina are required by law to have a newborn screening done. It is generally done between 24 and 48 hours of life, but no later than 72 hours, for example, in the sick newborn. A heel is pricked, and then using that blood, five circles on the newborn screening card are filled with the baby's blood. Then those test results are sent to the DHEC lab within 24 hours of collection.
And if an infant is tested and the test comes back abnormal in some way, what happens next?
South Carolina DHEC lab will contact the hospital or the physician who's responsible for that infant, contacts them right away with the results. One of two things can happen. If the results are not completely abnormal or they can be explained for certain conditions such as prematurity, then the test is just repeated depending on when DHEC tells us that it needs to be repeated. Secondly, if it is concerning, the value is concerning, then we will normally repeat it right away, but also maybe get a pediatric subspecialist involved, such as a geneticist, pulmonologist, or a hematologist, oncologist, and then determine from there if we needed to have more definitive testing.
What's new related to these newborn screenings in recent years?
In the last year, South Carolina DHEC, along with national recommendations, collects an additional newborn screen at 28 days of life or prior to discharge, whichever is first, in infants that were born less than 34 weeks or less than 2 kilos. The reason for this is to identify the late onset of metabolic disorders in preterm, low birth weight, and sick infants.
What else do we need to understand about these newborn screenings?
I think it's important to remember that the newborn metabolic screen is just that. It is a screen. It's used to identify infants that are at high risk for having a disorder. For infants who may need more definitive testing, there are both false positives and false negatives when it comes to doing screens. It's a valuable tool. However, if a medical professional really has a high index of clinical suspicion that an infant has a disorder, then I think you need to move to definitive testing and not just screening.
Dr. Koch, thanks for providing information about newborn screening in South Carolina.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.